any and every solution needs to be looked at this stage. It's an old chestnut. It's like in the midst of what is the genuine success story and the fantastic place that Innes Diamond is now, with one of the cherries on top and of the new community school opening, and all the time this one keeps coming back to bite us. It's frustrating for all of us, and you can see frustrating for us all sitting on the bridge. I remember chairing a meeting at the Falls Hotel in 2015 when this inner relief road was on the table and was poorly handled. Look, we're here now, and we have a booming town, rest of Northclare doing really well, larger vehicles appearing on the horizon, and I think we need to absolutely genuinely look at any and every option that's available. And we are, colleagues in the Northclare area with myself, have been pressing engineers on this over the last 5 years, and all of a sudden we were all expecting that we would have got movement on delivery of the inner relief road. That hasn't happened. So we need to explore all of those options. I think some really good suggestions. They all need to be teased out in the law of unintended consequences in mind, to find a way, because honestly, we're going to be a few years out, no matter what happens, from the delivery of the solution. So we can't just, go along without trying out solutions.
I suppose, speaking in real terms, anyone who has travelled to North Clare and taken the infamous turn at Blake's Corner, they know how narrow that road, that turn is, especially if there is, and it doesn't matter if it's a bus, never mind if it's a bus or a heavy goods vehicle, no matter the size of the car or the vehicle, even if it's a cyclist, at the other side of the road when you're turning in or turning out. It's a narrow turn, it's a tight turn, and it requires the full focus of a motorist. And that presents difficulties for somebody who may not be used to the route. If it's a coach driver coming there for the first time, if it's a HGV driver for coming there for the first time, and especially if it's a tourist coming there. The judicial review decision, that is awaited, and we all hope there will be a timely decision made there. But as you've said, construction won't be completed for a number of years down the line, at least. What do you believe needs to come in right now, Joe, so that, look, I suppose what we want to avoid here is a road traffic collision or any other serious delays?
Yeah, I think that there and we've been pressing for this, and you'll be aware that in the context of mobility planning overall in North Clare, commencing very, very shortly, the terms of reference are being developed for North Clare Transport and Mobility Plan. But we know what the issue, we know there's an issue here, so we don't need a Transport and Mobility Plan to tell us that we need to intensively and focus on Innes Diamond and see, are there a number of measures to be taken. This morning, we talked about the potential of filling in the steps. That's something I've really, really pressed for over the last number of years, and always got the response that the protected nature of the building will not allow that.
Sorry,
I
Joe,
still
do
don't
you accept
accept.
that? Do you accept the reasons precluding that they are protected buildings? Do you think
No.
that's good enough?
No, I think health and safety overrides everything, and there obviously you need to protect the building, because that's the nature of it. So I think that should be trialed. I think that should be done immediately, and I will be again at our last West Clare MD meeting, and supported by, in fairness, that's Councillor Sheld Talty, Liam Grant, and Joe Colleen, would be all in the same voice on this. That should be trialed immediately, and let's do a full assessment of it. And in fairness to the engineers, they're doing that. We're also looking at other sites around the area in terms of the parking issue that we know exists and maybe is going to be potentially exacerbated by the new school. I think it's really worth looking at the one-way system. I think it's worth looking at maybe cars only using Parliament Street to get to Innes and going up that way. With cars only and not large vehicles, it's worth looking at having, if we have to put manpower on it. It was a good suggestion this morning from Gussie Carroll about putting the mirror there. There are a number of small interventions that can be made that might make a difference, but in all honesty, if we can alleviate it by 15, 20, 30%, that would be a huge success. Because at the same time, we need to keep Innes Diamond vibrant, and You see the investment that's been made there under the destination towns over the last few years, and the real vibrancy that's there. I think we have to go and maybe trial things. We take the advice and we take the engineering advice and we look at traffic experts. But you know what? A lot of the time, you only know when you trial things. And I think we have to. The situation is too serious. There are hazards there. You know, the new school is developed that we're coming onto a summer again. Buses are bigger. You know, what we're dealing with here is dealing with success and managing it. You know, it's not that long ago. I'm long enough in the tooth to think of a time when we would have you know, been delighted with the vibrancy that's there in Ennistymon and more traffic and everything else. But it's gone to a point that we have to trial solutions, and we'll be working on that with the engineers. I know they are working on it. Some of the things that are being explored, I can't discuss because they're work in progress. And they will help certainly. But look, it's there and it's coming back to bite us all the time. And until it's solved, it will remain to be a real pain point for all of us, along with people who visit North Clare.